A day out in Paris. It's time to look forward to some interesting exhibitions. Georges Braque was the first living artist to be honoured by an exhibition in the Louvre. Now, 50 years on, we are to enjoy a retrospective of his work in the Grand Palais until January 6th. Influenced by Cézanne in his early works, Braque moved little by little to broken lines, still lifes, and paintings of objects from everyday life, thus preparing the way for Cubism. In this exhibition, we may now enjoy some 200 paintings, which trace his evolution from 1906 until his death in Varengeville in Normandy, where he is buried and where he created some lovely stained glass for the two churches there. Don't hesitate to brave the elements, it's well worthwhile. Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera, never one without the other, in art or in their tumultuous private lives, in the politics of Mexico or on the international scene. The Orangery Museum unites their canvases under the title Art in Fusion, which represents their life and work, as well as photography and drawings of the couple. Frida Kahlo, a self-taught artist who, after a crippling accident at the age of 15, expressed her tormented feelings in a series of icon-like autobiographical studies. Her meeting and subsequent marriage with Diego Rivera, a man of almost twice her age, was a determining factor in her inspiration. She admired his monumental mural decorations and his political stance, which furthered the modern revival of Mexican art. This exhibition continues until January 13th. It's closed on Tuesdays. Founded in 1848 by a group of English artists, among them Millais, Burne-Jones and Rossetti, the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood is aimed to produce work which had imbued Italian artists before Raphael's move to Rome and insisted on a return to a realistic depiction of nature while retaining a spirit of romantic realism. An interesting exhibition at the Musée Jacquemart-André until January 20th proposes 50 or so paintings from the Perez Simon private collection, which represent an aspect of the pre-Raphaelite movement, which exalts feminine beauty and a return to the ideal of the Italian Renaissance. It's open every day. An exhibition not to be missed at the moment at the Petit Palais is that of Jacob Jordaens, one of the glories of Antwerp and the Flemish school. Perhaps a little in the shadow of his illustrious contemporaries, Van Dyck and Rubens, he is nonetheless a giant in his portrayal of everyday life, domestic and agricultural scenes, not forgetting, of course, his biblical and mythological themes. The exhibition is a delight from the very entrance, a mise en scène of Antwerp, with its merchant houses and gardens, its salons and dwellings of the wealthy classes. Some 120 works are on show in chronological and thematic sequences. This museum is very attractive and merits a day out. After Jordaens, why not have a break for lunch in the comfortable cafeteria and continue in the permanent exhibitions, which are a treasure house of 19th century art. Impressionists, Byzantine mosaics, modern and period furniture, glass, and a very fine gift shop with a superb collection of art books. This exhibition continues until January 19th. It's closed on Mondays.